Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you know what, in our cinematic present it's fair to say that the they were all dead all along plot twist is totally and utterly played out, but in some rare examples this trope can still manage to shock and surprise. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 movies where the hero was dead all along. Number 10, Jacob's Ladder. Jacob's Ladder opens with the titular protagonist serving in the Vietnam War, when during a sudden attack he's stabbed with a bayonet by an enemy combatant. After this, Jacob wakes up in the New York City subway, apparently several years later. For the rest of the movie, Jacob encounters a series of increasingly unsettling demonic visions, seeming to suggest that he's suffering the effects of PTSD since returning from war. But it's ultimately revealed that Jacob never actually made it back from Vietnam, and the movie's events have in fact been his brain making sense of everything that's happening to him as he dies. As it turns out, Jacob was stabbed to death by one of his own teammates after their squad was dosed with an experimental drug called the Ladder, causing them to violently turn on one another. The final scene cuts back to Vietnam, where Jacob lies dead in a medical tent. Though in his final moments, he at least seems to have found some fleeting sense of peace regarding his young son's death, a vision of whom leads him to the bright light as he dies. Number 9. Source Code. Duncan Jones' Source Code is one of the smartest and original sci-fi movies of the last decade. Following Captain Coulter Stevens as he repeatedly enters a computer simulation of a train bombing to try and track down the culprit. Yet it's revealed later on in the film that Stevens was effectively killed in action 2 months prior in Afghanistan, and the US Army has been keeping his brain artificially alive on life support, hooking him up to neural sensors which allow him to enter the simulation. Though Stevens sees himself as an able-bodied man, this is actually just a manifestation of his mind created in order to cope with the situation, while in fact little of his actual physical body remains. An unsurprisingly angry Stevens then asks Captain Goodwin to terminate his life support once he completes his mission, but of course the film instead ends with Stevens hijacking some poor guy's body in a parallel dimension instead. Yikes. Number 8. The Others. So The Others is presented as a pretty typical, albeit terrifically crafted, haunted house story, with Mother Grace and her two children living in a remote country house which appears to be occupied by malevolent supernatural forces. But the film's big reveal is that Grace and her children were actually the dead ones the entire time, after a bereaved, despairing Grace smothered her kids to death with a pillow and then committed suicide. And in an added, devilishly subversive twist, the Others are actually the new living occupants of the house. On reflection, it's certainly a stretch to call Grace a hero once we know the full extent of her actions, far away from the initial suggestion that she was a fiercely protective mother hell-bent on keeping her children safe from the ghosts inhabiting their home. Number 7. Last Christmas. The seasonal schmaltz fest known as Last Christmas follows Kate, a downtrodden retail worker whose life is turned around after a chance encounter with a handsome, charming stranger known as Tom. Yet Tom is ultimately a bit too perfect, to the point that it's actually quite suspicious, which nevertheless does little to quell the shock factor of the film's big twist, that Tom has actually been dead the entire time. More to the point, Tom was killed the year prior in a traffic accident, and Kate, who was herself deathly ill at the time, received his heart heart via a transplant. And so the film becomes a quite literal adaptation of the Wham! Classic Last Christmas. And so Kate has been seeing either a hallucination of Tom or indeed his spirit, depending on your perspective, with the film sensibly never confirming his presence one way or another. As much as rom-coms rarely feature true heroes, and as completely insane as the film's twist is, Tom's tragic death nevertheless gave life to another person, and that is definitely heroic. Number 6. Stay. Mark Foster's 2005 psychological thriller Stay opens with the sight of protagonist Henry sat on the Brooklyn Bridge next to a flaming car, with no further context immediately given. The movie has a slippery, dreamlike logic to it both narratively and visually, as Dr. Sam Foster tries to talk a suicidal despondent Harry out of killing himself. But the film ends with the reveal that the increasingly surreal events featuring Henry, Sam, and Sam's girlfriend Leela are actually Henry's dying dream as he bleeds out from the aftermath of the aforementioned car accident on the Brooklyn Bridge. The various characters that he encounters throughout the film are actually those who witnessed the crash, with Sam and Leela attempting to save his life following the accident. Sadly, Henry dies in the film's final moments. As much as Stay received widely polarized reviews from critics upon release, it has won itself a cult following in more recent years due to its David Lynch-inspired style. Number 5. Carnival of Souls. Releasing literally decades before most of these movies, Carnival of Souls is often credited with originating the dead all along trope, with the film's very first scene depicting a car accident which sends Mary and her pals plunging off a bridge into the river below. Inexplicably, Mary seems to escape her watery grave and returns to shore while the police are dragging the lake and searching for bodies. It's important to remember, of course, that this film was released in 1962, almost 40 years before the big twist became a cliche in its own right, and so audiences were willing to accept what they were seeing was the truth. Throughout the film, Mary finds herself increasingly haunted by troubling visions, especially a ghoulish man and a pavilion which she seems unavoidably drawn to. Mary's journey ends with her meeting her own ghoulish self at this pavilion, being chased by an army of ghouls and then finally collapsing on the beach. In the final scene, it's revealed that the corpses of Mary and her friends have been discovered inside the car in the river. And yes, she was dead the entire time. Number 4. Safe Haven. Not all movies with dead heroes are any good at all, but this 2013 adaptation makes such bizarre use of the dead all along twist that it really just begs to be seen. Safe Haven is a pretty typical Sparks romantic drama for the most part, focused on a troubled woman Katie who crosses paths with a dreamy widower known as Alex, which leads to a rather steamy love affair. But their romance wouldn't be complete without an extra piece of the puzzle, the approval of Alex's dead wife Carly. But how does the movie achieve this, you ask? Well, by giving Katie a friend, Joe, who in the film's twist ending is actually revealed to be the ghost of Carly, and was effectively trying to bring Alex and Katie together over the course of the movie, even leaving Alex an encouraging letter to give to Katie before she died. It's completely insane, and yet with the film's own twisted logic, Carly basically ensures the cute couple get their happy, if rather demented, ending. Number 3. Point Blank. John Boorman's 1967 crime classic Point Blank revolves around anti-hero protagonist Walker, who in the film's opening sequence is betrayed in the middle of a heist, left for dead, and deprived of his $93,000 share of the loot at the hands of his partner Reese. But Walker appears to recover and spends the rest of the film on a roaring rampage of revenge. That is, if you ignore the popular fan theory that Walker actually died from his injuries in the opening scene, and the rest of the story was nothing more than the desperate, vengeance-fueled dream of a dying man. This would actually explain the film's radically non-linear storytelling. But a fan theory is one thing and certainly wouldn't merit inclusion on this list by itself, if not for the fact that Boorman himself actually confirmed the theory to be completely true. Suddenly, the film's surreal aesthetic makes all the more sense. We're witnessing Walker's synapses firing off wildly as he shuffles off his mortal coil. Number 2. The Sixth Sense. It may not be the earliest instance of this trope, but M. Night Shyamalan's The Sixth Sense is unquestionably the most famous film to feature a protagonist who was dead the entire time, and prompted a host of inferior thrillers to rehash the same twist in the years that followed. Our hero is Malcolm Crowe, a child psychologist who is shot and wounded by a former patient in one of the film's establishing scenes. But Malcolm seemingly makes a full recovery, with the story picking up the next year as he works with Cole, a young boy who can, indeed, see dead people. Jaws are collectively dropped at the end of the movie then when it's revealed that Malcolm himself was in fact dead the entire time, having died from the initial gunshot wound. Thankfully, with Cole's help, Malcolm is able to deliver some parting words to his wife Anna and begin to move on, his business now complete. And number 1, Pale Rider. Clint Eastwood's legendary 1975 Western Pale Rider sees Eastwood playing a character known only as the Preacher, a shadowy gunslinger who helps protect a prospecting town from a mining tycoon and whose precise identity is kept intentionally vague. The film's biblically inclined title, of course, suggests right off the bat that the preacher might well be the personification of death, as per a famous Bible quote, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat upon him was Death, and Hell followed with him." There are more overt hints throughout that the preacher isn't quite of this world, namely Marshall Stockburn literally referring to him as dead at one point, and Eastwood himself eventually confirmed the theories in an interview that the preacher is indeed an out-and-out ghost. Audiences are ultimately still free to believe whatever they want, given that the film itself didn't explicitly out the preacher as a ghost, but Eastwood himself has certainly made his filmmaking intention pretty clear.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.